resisting him. He was resisting Joshua. The Lord said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Even the Lord has chosen Jerusalem for his habitation." All right, it came to pass here that Satan got permission from the Lord. Even though he's fell from grace, he don't have that lofty position of being God's light bearer, his counselor. He's still in charge of this world. God has set him over this world. Yes, he did. He's still in charge of this world. Jesus is going to take it from him. He set the righteous basis for his removal. He didn't fear God. God's going to have somebody rule this world that fears him. And the Bible said Jesus fears his Father. Hebrews 5. So I brought that out Wednesday night. He's going to have somebody, anybody that's going to rule over men's got to fear God all the time. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 11 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. You've got to have the Spirit of God resting upon you. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord to make you of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. What did he say? Rest upon you. Rest upon you. That means it's there with you all the time. It's constantly your companion. Your companion, just like that. That's where the fear of the Lord comes from. It's from the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord to make us of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. But he's got to rest upon us. Not to come on and leave and come on and leave and catch you out here when you ought to be at your best behavior. You left the fear of God home and you act like a devil. Hey, you got to get rid of that kind of a stupid spirit and have the fear of God resting on you. Resting on you. You know, just like a bird sitting up on a limb up there, just resting. Just sitting there constantly. You can't go off and leave it. You can't let it go off and leave you. But there was Job. He was perfect and upright, and he feared God, and he hated evil. What was that scripture in Proverbs? Oh, Lord, let me see if I can find it. I know it, but I can't just grab everything here that I want real quickly. Proverbs 22 and 4, you most of you know it, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Hey, humility goes with the fear of the Lord. You're going to be an old sore hog's sore ear. You ever tried to pet an old hog with a sore ear? Wants to bite you or gore you. God don't like Christians act like a pig with a sore ear. It said here, by humility and the fear of the Lord. Hey, they go together like that. You can't leave one home. You got to carry humility with you. Humility. Don't. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says, be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. My God, you're not going to get out and go out here and down the road without your clothes on. You can't go down the road without the fear of God on you either. Or come down the campus or come to church or do anything without the fear of God. Even go to your job with the fear of God on you. Or you're not going to please God. That's not humility. And he has showed thee, old man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of you and me but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly. Walk humbly with thy God. Then by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and eternal life. They go together. All right? Job had all of that. But the devil took it away from him. But it wasn't for any cause. Now you go over here, he lost his family, his possessions, wound up with a nagging wife. But in the third chapter, verses 25 and 26, he said, the thing I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. He feared that great test that God's going to throw at us sooner or later, that examination like Abraham had. How would you like for God to test you like Abraham to see if you fear him? Now, Abraham, I know that you fear me because you didn't hold back your only son from me. See, God gave him one son and gave him a test, and then violently was going to take that son away from him and see if he's willing to give him up. One, not e pluribus unum, one only. You ever had God to test you with that last dollar? See if you'd give it up. That ain't no easier to give that last dollar up. That ain't much money. But when you're down and you ain't got but $1 left, and that's all you got, and you ain't got no visions or any dreams or any much hope of getting any more soon, and you still give that dollar to God, or it could be a 10 or a 20, what do you think will motivate you to do that? By honor? By humility? And the fear of God, humility, and the fear of God is honor and riches and life. Praise God. God can test you with a dollar or something like that to give your last. He tested Abraham with his only son and no hope to get another son either. That was a miracle. Him 100 years old, Sarah 90. And now he's up about 115. And Sarah, let's see, that would make her 105. I believe she's dead, though, but before that time. Oh, God. Abraham, I got to test you. I'm putting that final examination. I'm slipping it to you. Here it is. Like Job. And take everything you got that you love, that you care for. I'm going to take it all. Job said that test was coming. Said, I feared it. I didn't dwell, I wasn't in safety. I didn't have rest. I wasn't quiet. I didn't play safe and secure. I wasn't trying to hold back anything. He goes on back over there in the 29th and 30th chapter. He said, I was eyes to the blind. I made it a widow's heart to sing, and the cause I knew not, I searched it out. Praise God, there's somebody in town that didn't have anything. Job found out somebody was in need. He said, I didn't play safe and secure, yet all this mess come on. And I tell you one thing, chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. Then Job arose when he had the message. All your sheep is gone, all your camels are gone, all your servants are killed except them three or four that delivered these death messages, death notices. Your children, 10, are all dead. Your crops have been burned up. Your she-asses are gone. You ain't got nothing. Oh, God. Then Job arose, a man that feared God and hated evil. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this Job sinned not in all this. He sinned not nor charged God foolishly. And in Job the 13th chapter and verse. No, wait a minute now. I know it's in Job. Job 13 and verse 15. He said, though God slay me, yet will I trust in him. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust in him. See, God trusted him. And he trusted God, but he had to know. He had to have the proof. He had to face that examination like Abraham and others in the Bible to see if he'd be faithful to God when the final testing came. Could you pass that final exam? God threw it to you tonight. Hey, here's your final. If you pass this, me and you's got a mutual relationship from here the rest of the journey. I trust you, and you trust me. But I had to know that you fear me. I just got to know that you fear me. God's got to know that. He's going to have to test you before you ever get your spurs that jingle. Praise the Lord. We've got to be tested and tried. And finally, Job found out that God trusted him, and he found out that his trust in God worked.